Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. And welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Kavanaugh. I am your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We are here Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Saturdays from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until the Holy Spirit say when. We are excited and we are delighted. We are out and about, but we are getting this computer together. Hopefully the woman of God is already on the line. We are thankful. We are thankful that the Lord has blessed us to be able to do what thus says the Lord. Truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. Glory to God. Give me a few minutes. I shall be home, back at the house momentarily. Right now we are driving. I had to go to look at a job and give the person an estimate on the job. So we are happy for here. We are. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are excited. We are excited. We are excited in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus for what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing, and what he will do. We praise God. We praise God for this opportunity to be here in the land of the living. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are excited and we are delighted. Glory to God. You know, every time you think about how good God has been to us, you ought to be happy. You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be praising him, because it's a lot of people that cross over on last. As a matter of fact, a lot of people cross over this morning, maybe just the last few minutes. Seconds, somebody died, but we are still in the land of the living. So we praise him, and we're going to praise him all the time, because he is good to us. He is good to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is good to us. We thank God and praise God for what he has done. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God. The mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray, God, Father, we just thank you and praise you for what you're doing right now. We thank you for touching hearts right now. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering. We thank you for transforming right now. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for healing the sick, for raising the dead right now. We thank you for giving strength to the feeble right now, for, oh God, opening blind eyes and causing deaf to hear right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just honor you. We honor you with everything that's within us, because there's no one like you, Jesus, to saturate the atmosphere today. We ask you to sterilize the atmosphere today, God. We ask you to have your way, God. God, we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things as you strengthen us, God. Mighty God, yes, Lord, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come into our midst, oh God. We speak against every satanic power, every demonic power, every sorcerer, every warlock. God, even those that are calling on names without a cause, oh God, those that are trying to stop us, trying to hinder us, oh God, from doing what you have called us to do. Father, we thank you and praise you, oh God. We glorify you. We honor you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you to have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak against death right now. We declare and decree, oh God, that none of these people, my friends and my family here on Blog Talk Radio, will not die this year. God, we speak life in the atmosphere. God, you said life and death. The power of life and death is in the mouth, oh God. Yes, Lord God, it's in the tongue, Lord God. So we speak it with our mouth this morning. Oh God, we speak life in the atmosphere. We come against, yes, Lord, as a death spirit right now. We come against the death spirit. We come against the deaf spirit right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come against it right now. And Father, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. We praise you, oh God, for such a mighty God you are, such an awesome God you are. Lord God, you are the sovereign God, the great I am, the lily of the valley, the early morning star, the land of the tribe of Judah. And we praise you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you never give us what we deserve, but you give us what we need. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for being a good God to us, for being a good Father. You are a good Father, God. And oh God, Father, give his life for his children. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We honor you right now, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you and praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, we submit our way and our will to you right now. And we ask you, oh, God, to move in our midst. Have your way. God, move in our midst. Do for us what no one else can do for us. Oh, Jesus, we ask you to have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless the name, Jesus. Bless the name, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We praise you, oh, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Yes, Lord, we ask you, oh, God, to bring transformation, bring deliverance, bring healing right now in the name of Jesus, God, because it's all about you. It's all about what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. Oh, Father, we just honor you right now. We glorify your name. Almighty God, mighty God, ha, there is no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. What a mighty God we serve. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Ah, bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Stir up the atmosphere right now. Stir up the atmosphere now, Jesus. Come in and have control by your spirit, God. Come in and have control by your spirit. Ah, mighty God, have your way, Lord. Touch somebody's life today, Lord. Touch somebody's life today. Bring transformation, Lord. Bring healing. Bring deliverance, oh God. We ask you to fill in the gaps right now, God. Fill in the gaps right now. Fill in the crevices of our hearts right now, God. We need for you to touch Africa, Lord. We need for you to touch India, Lord. We need for you, God, to move by your spirit. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for what you have done. We thank and praise you for what you are doing, God, because you are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Oh, Father, there's no one like you. No one compares to you. No one can do what you have done. No one can do what you're doing, oh God. We just honor you right now. We honor you right now, Jesus. We honor you right now. We ask you to have your way, Jesus. Have your way in our midst, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you to have your way. We need you to have your way, Lord. We need you to have your way. Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our midst, Lord. Oh, mighty God, what a God, what a God you are. What an awesome God you are. What a mighty God you are. Oh, we bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, we bless you and praise you, Jesus. Ah, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. Lord, you are mighty battle axe, oh God. Yes, Lord, the land of the tribe of Judah, the one who fights our battle, the one who never loses a battle, oh God, the one who heals us when we are sick, the one who supplies our needs when we are lacking, God. We thank you right now and we praise you, oh God. We praise you for your omnipotent presence. We thank you for your power, Lord, because you're all powerful, you're all known, and you're all seeing, God. God, we honor you right now. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless the name. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. He is worthy. He is worthy to be lifted up. There's no one like him, oh God. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just praise you right now. Lord, we praise you and honor you right now. We praise you and honor you right now. We praise you and honor you right now. Yes, Lord, we praise you and honor you right now, Jesus, for what you are doing, what you have done, and what you will do. Almighty God, hallelujah. We ask you right now to tear down the strongholds. Tear down the strongholds, oh God. We ask you to intervene. Intervene in every situation in our life. Lord, take control, God. Take control, God. We don't want to be in control. We want you to be in control. We want you to take control, oh God, of everything that we say, everything that we do, Lord. God, we are waiting for the woman of God to come on. We're waiting for her to come on. But Lord, we just thank you right now. We bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you are doing it right now. You are transforming, oh God. You are healing. You are delivering. You are restoring, oh God. We lift up the banner right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We lift it up right now. We lift it up right now, God. We lift it up right now. The banner of Jesus Christ. We lift it up right now. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We lift up the banner of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. We lift it up right now in the precious name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, yes, Lord God, yes, Lord. We touch, oh God, to touch our children, touch our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Lord, we ask you to make a way. May it seem to be no way. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. And no one can come to the Father except through you. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for your awesome, mighty presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing, oh, mighty God. Oh, Father, we ask you, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, to go through the corridors of the hospital right now. Right now, God, go through the corridors. Go down through the corridors and begin to touch, begin to heal, begin to deliver, begin to restore right now, God. We ask you to go into the jailhouse, into the prison cells. Oh, God, and we ask you to touch the wardens. Oh, touch those sergeants and those officers in there. Oh, God, to treat the people like that, like they're dogs, oh, God. We ask you, oh, God, to touch them, oh, God. Give them a heart of compassion, oh, God. We know that the men are in there. We know that the men in there, Lord God, and the women in there, that they are there because they committed some crime, but they're still human beings. We ask you, God, to, oh, God, to touch. We ask you to touch right now, Lord God, and bring, oh God, a sense of deliverance, a sense of healing. Oh God, we ask you, Father God, to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we ask you, Lord God, oh God, to move by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord. If you don't show up in our midst, God, what will we have? We will have nothing, oh God. What can we do? We can do nothing without you, Lord. But we can do all things as you strengthen us. We ask in you, and we calling upon your name, Jesus. We calling upon your name to move for us, Lord. To move for us. Move for us, Lord. Move for us right now, God. Show yourself mighty. Move for us, Jesus. Move for us, oh God. And Lord, we know that we will be able to accomplish some things. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you right now. The woman of God is not here yet. But we are going into the house right now because we just got back here. And we just went out to look at a job and gave an estimate. And the Lord, the man was so pleased that we are going to start the job on Tuesday. But we are waiting for Evangelist Campbell, you know, to come on and be with us today. And let me go into the house and arrange some things in there right now so we can continue to flow. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're still flowing. How you doing? All right. We're still flowing in the name of Jesus. She's not here yet. She is not here. We'll have to change the time. We're going to have to change the time on Blog Talk really because people come on late. And we'll change the time. We change the time in the week. We have to change the time on Saturday too. So to accommodate folk coming on late. But we are here. We are back at the house, in the house. And see you. We just thank God and praise God for this presence right now because he's here. He is here in our midst. The Holy Spirit is here. We thank God. And we just pray, God, for this woman of God. We pray that God will move by his Spirit, that he will move on her as he rests upon her today. Touch her lips and touch her eyes of clay that she might hear and speak. And that as she speak, God, that we would hear what God has given to her. Father, we ask you, O God, to touch this woman of God, and Lord, use her for your glory. Use her for your glory. Touch her eyes and her ears and her lips and pray, God, that everything that she speak today would glorify you and edify your body and terrify the devil and his agents. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way. Thank you, oh God, for the prayer that went up this morning. And we thank you, oh God, that you heard us, oh God. And you are moving even right now. As we trust you and depend on you, Lord God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. We trust you, Lord God. We are depending on you for more, because we need more. We are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Lord, we ask you to use this woman in the precious name of Jesus. Come on in, Evangelist Campbell, and let the Lord use you. Come on in.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We thank God for each and every one this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God for you, Apostle Calendar, this morning, for your wife, Lady Nancy Calendar, for your family, your children, and your grandchildren this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We do thank God for each and every one of us who are here today. Thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And for that, Father, we say thank you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're here today, Father, to lift up the mighty name of Jesus and to tell you thank you, so that men, women, boys, and girls all over this world, God, may cry out and reach up and call out on the name of Jesus, saying that they want to be saved, God. We thank you for a change. We thank you for hope. We thank you for a new life. Lord, we just say thank you for the covering blood of Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon us, O God, knowing, God, that your word shall not return void. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we do, Lord, we give you the praise. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the mighty name of the Holy Ghost. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God for each and every one of us today. I thank God for all of us today, in the mighty name of Jesus. As I was sitting there pondering in my spirit, I said, Lord, what will you have me to speak? I said, Lord, now I have messages wrote down. I can go through here and get a message. I say, but God, what is it that you would have me to say? What is it that you want me to say? What you want me to do? What is it? At this time last night, I hadn't focused. I hadn't received it. And I was just sitting there. I said, okay, Lord, what is it? I'm waiting, and I still waited. And soon I heard an answered prayer. God answered prayers. And I was pondering upon that, an answered prayer. You know, oftentimes we want things from God, and we ask God, you know, we want the Lord to answer our prayers. But in that, when we want God to answer our prayers, how are we living? There's a lot of times we want to live a wretched life or a life of unholiness or however you want to call it, but it's not holy. We want to live a life that is not pleasing to God in the eyesight of God. But when the moment something happens in our lives, we call on his holy and righteous name. We say, Lord, have mercy. The songwriter said, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Save me, Lord. And how many of us that the Lord has saved from out of some hard places in our life? We've even come out of unsaved. We've received salvation. We've received a new life. We've received the right to the tree of life, eternal life. Even when diabetes was in Abraham's bosom, huh? And the rich man looked up and seen diabetes in Abraham's bosom when he was down in hell. He wanted to cry out, and he cried out to Abraham, and he told Abraham to let diabetes go and tell his brother, don't come into this wretched place to get it right. But we got to get it right while we're here. We got to do it right here in earth while we're here. And this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're going to go to Luke. The 11th chapter. We'll start with Luke, the 11th chapter. Luke, the 11th chapter begins and it reads as follows. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, huh? Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves. We're talking about in the midnight hour, and we're talking about having a friend, huh? A friend that is closer than a brother. He said, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. So this friend went to his friend because he had a friend who was on a journey, and it came to him, and it was late in the night, and it was at midnight. So he went to one of his friends on to borrow three loaves. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Can you imagine, huh? Can you imagine the suffering of this? But this is a friend, huh? This is a person that calls. So how many of us, when we call upon our friends, we need our friends to be there when we're in trouble? But here it is. This friend says, no, I can't get up. I can't do this thing right now. He said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed it. Huh? Not because he is my friend, but because of his importunity, huh? Because of his perseverance. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. So, in other words, the friend said, man, you picked a bad time to come to my house and knock on my door asking me for something. But how many of us know it doesn't matter the day, the time, the night, or the hour? We can call on the Lord and get an answer. The songwriter said, I called on the Lord and I got an answer. But I'm here to say today, I don't know what the songwriter went through, but I know I can say for myself, when I called on the Lord, I got an answer. When I was in trouble, I called on the Lord and I got an answer. He'll provide for you a way of escape. He'll have someone there for you. He will protect you with his angels. He will cover you both day and night. And Jesus said, not because I'm your friend, huh? Not because it was his friend, but brother, you picked a bad time, but because of the importunity, I'm going to get up. And Jesus said, he gave him as many as needed, and I say unto you, ask. See, there's a lot of times in our lives, and I want to encourage each and every one of us, there's times in our lives when we want to seek God's face for something, and you know, you hesitate. I want to ask God for this. I want to ask God for that, but we're hesitant in our asking. The Word of God teaches us write the vision and make it plain. A testimony. One of my coworkers the other day, she got promoted and she left and she. There's this person that she met, and she's beginning to start a new life. And on this journey, the other night when she called me, when she was transitioning over into her new home, she said unto me, she said, Mrs. Campbell, let me tell you, Mrs. Campbell, what happened. She said, everything I wrote down, Mrs. Campbell, God has given it to me. She said there was only one person that I could call and I knew that would understand what I was talking about. She said that was you. She said, I knew you would understand. She said, I'm so excited right now about my life. And I told her, I said, that because that is who God is. You see, we have to rejoice with others. Not that God don't hear us, because let me tell you something, when your prayers are answered, you get excited. There are times we ought to want to rejoice and praise God in the good days. But when we start learning how to persevere and press and praise him in the bad days as well as the good days, because every day ain't a good day. There are some days that even the saved don't feel like they are saved, because of the troubles and the tribulations and the trials that they're going through in their life. You know, you feel like Jesus when he was on the cross. He says, why have thou forsaken me? Why? But he was not forsaken. It was the timing. And in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, before you know it, God has answered your prayer. And not only did God answer your prayer, but he delivered you from whatever you were in. Not only did he deliver you from wherever you were in and wherever you was at, he was there to cover you, and he gave you more than enough. You had more than enough. So here it is in verse 8. He says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, the disadvantages, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. God answers prayers. John 14, if you go with me there, John, and I'm coming back, but John 14 and 14. John 14 and 14 reads as follows. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that you shall abide, that you may abide with you forever, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be where? In you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you shall see me because I live, you live also. At that day you shall know that I am my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. This is what Jesus said. For everyone that asketh, Jesus said he received it. Why? Because it is promise to those who seek him. Luke, the 18th chapter. And it says, Luke, the 18th chapter, if you'll go with me there. And this is Jesus. Jesus is talking to them. And the 7th verse of Luke says, I'm going to read the 6th. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not one of his own elect, which cry day and night unto them, him, though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? This is Jesus when he was speaking a parable unto them, to this end that men ought to always pray and not faint. Because when you pray and you seek God's face, the word of God teaches us some things comes through fasting and praying. We pray for some things and we don't get an answer from God, and we start weeping, we start crying, we start saying, God, where are you, Lord? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? You know, it shouldn't be like this. You know, I'm saved and I'm your child, Lord, and you promised me this and you promised me that. But some things, Jesus said, must come through by what? Fasting and praying. Then it also said, well, two or three are gathered together in my name, in the name of Jesus, I will be in the midst. Two or three. If one shall put 1,000 to flight, two shall put 10,000 to flight, you got an answered prayer. An answered prayer. Now, many of us, even through this pandemic, thank you, Holy Spirit, let's bring it a little closer in the mighty name of Jesus. There were so many prayers that when I, Lord knows, I'm going to testify by myself. I can't testify by nobody else, but I can tell of the goodness that the Lord did for me. Going back and forth down his highway every day, repenting all day, every day. Why? Because of the human flesh, because of the nature, because there is no fear with God.
And I had to keep reminding myself over and over and over and over again. I had to remind myself there is no fear in God, and I belong to the Lord. I had to tell myself when I got up to get my bath and get ready to go to work, Lord, forgive me. Because the Spirit said to me, I don't want this stuff. I don't want nothing to do with this COVID-19 or this coronavirus. I don't want to bring it home to my family, because I'm going in a place where I know it is. I know it is consumed with it. But how many of us know that the Holy Spirit is even a greater consuming fire, that it will burn it up, this disease, that it will clear it away from us, protect us, shield us, guide us every day, waking up for months after months during this pandemic, coming home, bathing in the bleach and all of this stuff to make sure that I don't spread any of this into my family. And when I got sick, it didn't affect anyone. Thank God for you all's prayer, talking about an answered prayer. How when they tested me, they said I had it. But then I didn't have any symptoms. I didn't have any symptoms. I went and got tested because we had to be tested every day. And I walked out there in the rain and I started coughing. I knew it was just a cold. But when they tested me, they said, no, you got the coronavirus. You got to go home. You can't stay in the facility. I said, okay. I come on home and I told Apostle, I said, they started praying for Apostle, say, no, you need rest. And not only did my body need rest, my mind needed rest. Huh? We don't pray for our minds to be covered under the blood of Jesus. God answers prayers. See, my mind needed rest. I needed to rest and not think about. For 14 days, God gave me rest to lay here and just rest, not thinking about having to go into this place, not stressing over it. I know that I'm covered, huh? I know, but the flesh will kick in, and I got to repent all day, every day in the mighty name of Jesus. When I go, I see 4 or 5 ambulances coming in. Next day, every hour, almost on the hour, you hear another ambulance. We went from 154 or 57 residents all the way down to 70 or 60-something residents in just a few months, gone off the face of this earth. Then the Army National Guard had to come in. We were one of the biggest people on the national news, because it seemed like it just got in our facility, and one day the Holy Spirit said, stop the car. I was getting ready to go inside the facility. Holy Spirit said, stop the car. Take your oil and walk these grounds. And I took that oil and I went across those grounds. And I began to pray and cover in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers us. Not just me, but the blood of Jesus covers us. No more deaths in this place. Too many people have lost their lives. The blood of Jesus covers us. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can see the line for days and days and days. The lines across the roads where the oil was. The blood of Jesus covers us. Let them call me crazy, but it's okay. They started saying, Miss D, you need to bring your oil up in here and anoint these doors and anoint this place. The blood of Jesus and answer prayer. One of the ladies that was there, and she was praying. She's one of the residents, and she would hold prayer. You know, let me tell you all something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mm. Not everyone in these places are out of their minds. This is an older lady. Every Sunday she would ask to take up an offering for her church. But then when this virus came in, you all, she would pray. She would come up to the front, and anybody want to pray? Just so happened, one morning I got there early enough to go up and hear her pray. My God, my God, my God. She prayed. But then when they took her out in the ambulance, I had to go back to the Father. I say, now, wait a minute, God. I have witnessed with these eyes I've witnessed that life. They came back and said that she was dead. I say, Father, how is it so? I say, Lord, they said she's gone. I say, but God, I got to ask you something. Y'all, I'm going somewhere. I say, Lord, I got to ask you something. I want to know how. How would you let this virus? And I know that that woman's word were of you, God. I know that it was your Holy Spirit. This is what I'm saying to God. They came back and said she was dead. And she was dead. She's dead. So then about a few days later, they say she lives. She lives. She lives. And I just had to go down on my knees and tell the Lord, thank you.
Huh? Yes,
we got to tell the Lord, thank you, because of an answered prayer. And this is why we can't allow fear to come into our lives, because fear will drive away what we need to do in the times of storms, in the times of troubles, in the times of trials and tribulations. We can't think, we can't focus, because fear will take over, and that's why fear is not of God. This is why we got to stay prayed up. We got to stay covered under the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and when
Apostle
said everybody was praying for me, I was like, thank you, Lord. 14 days of rest I laid here on this sofa. No sickness, no nothing. 14 days, but they said I had the virus. 14 days I laid here. And it was God giving me rest just to free my mind. Why? Because God answered prayers. Because he knew at this time, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And here it is, Jesus is telling this man, he said, if you ask me, Jesus said, if you ask in my name, I will do it. He said, verse 9 says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Luke 11, chapter the 9th verse. Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him knocketh, it shall be opened. I'm going to open up some opportunities for you. I'm going to open some doors for you that's been shut. And they were shut not because man shut them. They were shut because I shut them, because the time isn't right. But I'm going to open
right
some
now.
Doors. Those were not the doors that you need to go in. I'm going to open the door for you that no man
thank
can
you.
Close. You're going to get promoted because I promoted you.
Yes, God.
People are going to wonder what's going on. Where did she come from? Where did he come from? How did they come in and just get this and they don't even, you ain't got to know it. You know Jesus. Write the vision. Make it plain. I've been hearing people talk about vision boards. Vision boards. Write your vision down. But it's between God and you. Put it in a safe place. Cover your vision under the blood of Jesus. Write it down. Cover it. Why? Because he will answer you. Verse 11 in Luke 11 chapter and 11 verse says, if a son shall ask bread of any that is a father, will he give him a stone? Huh? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Huh? Every born again believer, every Christian, even the unsaved, let's just take it down. Because when their children come, our children come, and ask for bread, we're not finna pick up no rock and say, here, chew this. No, we're not. Some will steal and some will beg and borrow to make sure that they eat some bread. Or they get something to eat just to feed their children. This is why Jesus say, how many of you, if your son shall ask you for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if your son shall ask you for a fish, will you give him a serpent? How many? Then Jesus say, or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Huh? This is the love that we have. Then how much more love will our Father in heaven have for us? He gave his only begotten son. Huh? That's what John 3:16 said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's an S supply right there. Huh? I want to be saved, Lord. I want to live for you the rest of my life, Lord. I want to go to heaven, Lord. I want to spend eternal life with you, Lord. Well, when you accept him as Lord and Savior of your life, that's what he said. He said, I gave him for that. I gave him that you would have the right to the tree of life. Then here in verse 12 says, or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Luke 11:13. If he then being evil, watch this. I just said the unsaved too. If you then being evil, Jesus said, even an evil person, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, Heavenly Father, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Huh? Our universal Father, spiritual gifts. Lord, I want to have that discernment. Father, I need the spiritual discernment. Ask in his name. See, I'm confused with people sometimes. Some people feel like we shouldn't ask God for anything. Yeah, God wants us to be blessed. He say, in earth, watch this, in earth as it is in heaven. We are his children. He said it right here in his word, how much more shall your Father in heaven, your heavenly Father, give you? If an evil man can give his children good things, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you? So why is it written that we should not have good things in this earth? We should not be blessed in this earth. We should not ask of our Father in this earth. So many times I heard growing up as a child, don't be asking God no question, but Lord, thank God for the Holy Spirit and thank God for Jesus. I learned I can ask my Father some questions. I learned I can go to my Father, my Heavenly Father, and ask some questions. And when I asked, I got an answer. An answer prayer. How many of us have had some unanswered prayers and was wondering why they wasn't answered? Don't feel like God didn't hear you. There are some people say, you know, they love to say when I was growing up, I used to hear, how God don't save no sinners and all these crazy stuff, these sayings, these people used to say. Well, how do you get saved? God don't hear a sinner's prayer. Hello, somebody. God hear you. And God answers prayers. So all of those riddles and rhymes and unbelieving and things that you heard that are not of God, not written from the scripture, just begin to call on the name of the Lord. And if you don't know how to pray, it's here, right here in the book, even Matthew 6:9-13. Jesus gave his disciples another way to pray. He taught his disciples how to pray their Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus taught his disciples there in Matthew 6:9-13 when they was asking him questions. And he told them, he said, pray our Father, huh? Our Father, If you don't know what you have doubts about what to ask for, write it down. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. There have been some times in my life that I just thought of some things. Hadn't asked yet. But because of his love, because of his grace, because of his mercy, oh, man, I want you to know he's a delivering God. He's a prayer-answering God. He's a miracle-working God. He do it. Your thoughts. See, your thoughts are not like his. His thoughts are higher than ours. And when he taught them how to pray, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And even here in Luke, when Jesus used the parable of the friends, huh? Asking of another friend for some bread. For a friend that came off on a journey. And he gave it unto them. Even Job, thank you, Holy Spirit. Even Job, when he prayed from the belly of the big fish, the big fish spit him out. Why? Because God answered prayers. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. And he made a 3 days journey in one day. So here it is. Here we are today. See, when our children get in trouble, we call on the Lord and we can get an answer. When loved ones and friends leave, we call on the Lord and we can get an answer. Somebody call you up on the phone and say, sister and brother, I need you to pray with me. We get an answer. Huh? The answer may not always come to you, but you get an answer because there's somebody that God has in their interceding in your behalf. That you can get an answer from the Lord. I didn't always pray for myself. Somebody prayed for me, huh? Somebody prayed for me because I couldn't always pray for myself. But I got an answer because somebody prayed for me. Maybe I didn't know what to say or how to say it, and I told them what I needed, but I got an answer because somebody prayed for me. Hallelujah. So we're talking about an answer to prayer this morning. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Because he got an answer. He got an answer from God. John out on the Isle of Patmos, when they throw him away, you got to get away from here. We're going to put you out on the Isle of Patmos. And he began to pray. He got an answer. He got more than an answer. God began to show him some things. He began to see through the eyes of God. We turn our heart to the Lord. We can get an answer. When we turn our heart to the Lord, we can get an answer. A barrenless mother got an answer. She got an answer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Joseph, he got an answer from the Lord concerning Mary. He was going to put her away, but the angels came and told her, no. What she is carrying is of the Holy Ghost. He got an answer. See, because in his mind, he may be thinking that, how can she be pregnant? But the angel came to him to let him know he was going to take her away so she wouldn't be put to shame. But he got an answer. He got an answer from the Lord. See, too often, too many times, we search for our answers from man. We want to go to our friends or we want to go to some unholy people and get an answer. But when you begin to seek the face of God and you wonder why you say, I should have, could have, would have, no, call on the Lord. If you ever wonder why it is that you feel so good, God show you something, and you call somebody, you feel like they're on the same page with you, and you call them, and you tell them how excited you are, and they shoot you down. I don't know. Maybe that ain't never happened to nobody else here but me, you know. I was looking for a place one time, and I was so excited I found this place, and I called the woman of God. You know, we left and talked nearly mostly every day. But these are Bible-believing, holy, baptized people, you know, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, and you're excited about what you see, and you go and tell them, look, I think I found a place. I've been struggling for so long, and I told us, I think I found a place. Oh, man, this place was so nice. You all, this was a beautiful place. First thing she tell me, well, you think you can afford that? I've seen that place, but I really don't think you can afford that. Wait a minute, now wait. Huh? Because we run to man with it instead of running to the Lord. And then you get that little negativity, that little doubt of unbelief in your spirit because of what man said. Instead of calling on the Lord and waiting on an answer from God, but we go and we forget about the dream, we forget about the vision, we forget about the promise, we forget about the answer prayers because we wait on what man say instead of listening to what the Spirit of the Lord says and what God says. I called on the Lord and I got an answer. Some of us have walked away from our dreams, walked away from our visions because of the seeds of doubt and unbelief planted by others. Then wait on the Lord because somebody said something negative. Well, you're right. You know what? I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. Really? Did God say that? Was that the answer that God gave you, or was that the answer that man gave? So my brothers and sisters in Christ today, Word of God teaches us in Luke 11 and verse 17, but he knowing their thoughts, these were these people talking when Jesus was talking. Let me go back. Let me back up and go back over. Verse 13 says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him? This is a spiritual promise. Now, he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb, and it came to pass when the devil was gone out, this is Luke talking, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said he casted out the devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And the others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. But he is knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Jesus speaking, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, meaning to nothing, okay? Division weakens you. How can two walk together except they agree? If there's always some division going on, it weakens. There is strength in numbers. There is power in the name of Jesus. The Word of God said, where two or three are gathered together in my name. But then it said, if one can put 1,000 to flight, watch. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. So there is strength in numbers. And here it is, he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keeping his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor whereon trusted and divided the spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and they gathereth not with me scattereth. Huh? When you find that somebody is not with you, they are against you. That's the word. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. So here you are trying to get an answer prayer. You're calling on people that you think are your friends, and you want to run it by them and think what they think, hear what they think. Their thoughts are more important than you going to God first, but I want to hear what y'all think about this. Let me tell you what I got going on, and let me hear what you got to say about it. Let me hear what you think about it. See, when you have to learn this, the Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. When God show you something and God give you a vision, it is already there. All you have to do is walk into the manifestation of to see it come forth. It's done. It's already done. God has showed you your home. It's done. God has showed you your family. It's done. God has showed you your car. It's done. God has showed you your new edifice. It's done. But we want to call on everybody else. And then we worry about the finances. If God showed it to you, it's done. Everything is there. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So therefore, when God has given it to you, it's time for you to get out and start going forward. Lord, I don't know which way I'm going today, but direct me in the direction I need to go. And that's a prayer. Show me the way, Lord. Lead me, guide me, show me your ways. Not my ways, but show me your ways, Lord. Every day of my life, as Lord, thank you for allowing me another day. I may not have what I know I need when I wake up, but I know that if you wake me up, my provisions for this day have already been met. I just got to believe and have faith. And know that it is you, God, that takes care of me. Know that when I drive up to the station, I might not have no money for gas, but somebody might say, hey, let me pay for your gas today. Huh? This is who God is. He's a sovereign God. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And this reminds me, we got to be careful as Christians how we treat one another. Because even on day before yesterday, one of the young ladies came to me, one of the nurses came to me, and she stopped me. She says, I've been looking for you. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, so I want to say I'm sorry and forgive me. She said, because I'm trying to make it into heaven, and I don't want to offend nobody on this journey. I want you all to know I didn't have a clue as to what she was talking about, because I didn't know she had done offended me, because, see, I don't walk around like that. I don't even think like that. So I let her talk, and when she finished, I said, can I ask you a question? I said, what did you do to me? She said, the other day when I came to the door and I told you one of the patients needed something else, you looked at me like I wanted it, like I was lying, and I wanted to eat from it. I thought, oh, Lord, I'm thinking to myself. I said, Lord, did I do that? You know, sometimes we got to be careful, because we can be caught up sometimes and we can offend people and don't even know that you offended them. And we're talking about answer prayer, but see, we can't ask questions and we want our prayers answered. We got to be careful in this walk in our life. And I looked at her. I said, forgive me. I said, no. It's okay if you come to me. You could have just, I said, forgive me. I meant you no harm. And that's where she said, if I was hungry, I would have asked you for some food. Y'all don't understand. Thank you, Jesus. And I looked at her. I said, let me tell you something. Children of God are never forsaken, because his words say never have seen the righteous forsaken. It's written, nor is seed begging bread. And she said, thank you. And she reached out and she just grabbed me. And she hugged me and she said, thank you. She said, I'm sorry. I say, no, forgive me. And right then I say, Father, if I be having an attitude, let me check myself first, God, before I say anything to somebody else. Huh? I say, let me check myself, Lord. Sometimes we have to give ourselves.
Anybody there? Just went out again.
Our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus for this word today, God. And Lord, we pray, God, we know that your word shall not return void. For those who will hear your word, Lord, years to come, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they will know that they can get an answer prayer, God. They will know that they can call on the name Jesus and get an answer prayer. And for that, Father, we say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will turn to you. We turn our hearts to you, God. We turn our minds, body, soul, and spirit to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for traveling grace in the name of Jesus. Bless our going out and bless our coming in. Thank you for your word, the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the people in this nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle Calendar.
Man, thank you so much, daughter. That was such a powerful, anointed word. Glory to God. Father, I ask your blessing upon this woman of God, this servant that has given to us what you have given to her. Lord, she elaborates so much on answered prayer that we, what I was hearing is that we could trust, depend, and rely on you, Lord, because you said if we call you would answer. I ask you, God, now that you would open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven and pour back into her 100-fold for all that she has poured out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed, Lord, anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, from the inside out. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory because you alone is worthy. Bless the airways that this word is going to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And Father, we know it will not return void, but it will accomplish what you set it to do today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to open the line right now for anyone that want to encourage her. Apostle has jumped off and Pastor James not on the line. So we're going to open the line right now. We're going to open the line right now. Come on in and encourage her. I tell you that was so powerful right there. You know, and one thing that you were saying that you were stressing on that I heard in the word is that we have to really be careful, even at the last paragraph that you use. We have to be very careful of our attitudes, our facial expressions. You know, we may not say something, but your face, our face, is speaking.
That's
of
right.
Us.
That's
speaking.
Right.
People
That's
are looking,
right.
looking at us, and you have,
That's
we
right.
have that outlook coming out for us, like we mean. You know, I was seeing something and watching us as a people. And I was saying to myself, you know, we're just looking at some stuff on YouTube, and I asked myself why it is that we as a people that we have to put on this mean look, like we mean it in a barn house dog. You ever seen that? So I asked myself, why we got to look? You look at some young black men, and you look at them, and they got this mean look that you don't want to really get close to them. You know, for no reason. They just got this look about them. A mean look. Ain't nobody do nothing to them. But for some reason, they're carrying this look like, if you touch me, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm gonna do something wrong to you.
That's
and, you know, and you don't have. You see, you will keep far away from them because just from because the way they look, that appearance. You know, people look at you and they say they don't want to talk to you because they're afraid. They don't know what you're going to say to them because your look is speaking.
That's right.
The way your face is speaking. We have to be careful. We ought to have some joy that when people look at us and say, well, I want to talk to her. I just want to talk with her. I want to share my thoughts with her. I want to share my thoughts with him. You're a man of God. You're a woman of God, and you look so evil. Got that appearance of you look so evil. Ain't nobody want to get close to you. You supposed to be a man of God. You got that mean look about you, like you a rattlesnake. If they get close to you, you're going to strike. Folk don't want to get close to you. Folk are staying away from you. They don't even know who you are, but they say, I don't want to get close to him. Because if I get next to her, I don't know what they're going to do to me. I don't know what they're going to do to me. Because look at that look. Look at how they look. You know, we don't have no joy in us. We don't have no compassion in our face. You know, because the people looking at you, they're reading you. You are the book. You are the book that they're reading. They're not studying the Bible. You are the Bible they're reading. And if that's what you're putting out, they don't even want to get close to your Savior. They don't want to get close to your Savior. Because what you put out, tell them that, no, you don't need to get near to that God that they're serving. And they will tell you. Folk will tell you. If the God that you serve had you with that kind of appearance, that you look that kind of mean, I said, I don't want that kind of God because I want to experience joy in my life. I want to experience joy. And that young lady look at you, and when she look at you, maybe you was thinking about something. But your outlook was speaking. You see what I'm saying? Your outlook was speaking, and she gone away with an attitude that maybe she did something wrong to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But for some reason that you putting out them type of vibration to her. Your spirit is speaking. You understand? And she receiving what your spirit is putting out, and she don't want to have nothing to do with you. But she is convicted. Then let me go, because if I did something wrong to Miss Darling, let me go get it right. You understand? She having a mind of Christ. You see what I'm saying? But we have this look about us that keeping people from getting close to Christ. And you have a lot of well-known preachers that carry that spirit. They got it with them. And people will not come to know Christ because they're picking up that vibration. And they don't want, they want to know Christ, but they're not going to know Christ through us. Because the vibration that we're putting out,
that's it.
You know? Christ got to use, now he got to use somebody else now. Oh, my God, my God. He got to use somebody because he want to reach that person. But he can't use you, can't use me, because the energy that we're putting out is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that make you check yourself, I just went to a house this morning and to look at a job. You know, I got there a little early because I told the man I would get there about 11 o'clock because I figured I can get back home in time to put on the blog. And I went there and look at the job. And I see the job is an easy job. I got to put a new boiler in for this man. Well, somebody else charged him, said if they would do the job for $10,000.
What they were doing
to the man is ripping him off because they figured he didn't know anything about the job. It's not a big boiler that, you know. It's a little boiler, hot water boiler. And it'll make the heat in the house. And they're telling him that he had one system, which is not true. God, I said, look, let me look at the system. I look at the numbers on the system. And when I look at the numbers on it, I said, that does not speak the kind of system that they're telling you that you have. He said, he wants a steam boiler. I said, well, you can't put a steam boiler where you have a hot water hydronic system in. You have to go back with a hot water hydronic system. You can't put a steam boiler where a hot water system is, you know, because the radiators will not manage that velocity of water because it moves at 1.5 miles per hour. That's how fast the water travels in a steam boiler.
Ooh.
So If you put a regular steam water, red water, hot water, hydronic system is, man, you're gonna mess up that people's house. So the man wanted to charge them all that money, then he would have to change all the system. So I went and asked him, look, you know, what you got here right now, I can do for you. The boiler gonna cost you about a little over $3,000. That's how I'm gonna charge you $2,500 because I'm gonna do the job in a day. You know, I said I'm gonna charge you $2,500. Well, he was so excited. Well, when I got there, the wife, she's a, you know, older lady, man, about 50, but I said older, she's younger than me. I told her, she says, you can't be 72 years. I said, not yet. But this year, the Lord willing, I'll be 72 years old. And she said, no, I thought you were about 55. She said, how do you keep yourself like that? I said, it's God. I said, it's God, not me. I don't keep myself as weird. God does the work. He's the one keeping me. And She said, well, Pastor, you know, we want you to do the job. We want you to do the job. I mean, I had to go from the basement upstairs. I'm just showing you how, I'm just putting this in here because this is sure the type of energy you have to put off. So we're going to go upstairs. I ordered some of them booties from Amazon, but I had no booties with me. So I took off my shoes. She said, Rev, you didn't have to take your shoes off? I said, no, I have to take my shoes off because I'm moving from the basement where I just walked off the street, and I'm not going to walk through your house with my shoes. You know?
Yeah.
Right there, this woman says, she said, I just love you do that because the other people that come over here, they walk all through the house. Didn't even think about her house. But she said, I could see that you care for my property. She told her husband, we're going to write him a check right now.
What
she
you
never
say?
Met me before. She had never seen me before. You hear what I tell you? And that
right.
woman put a check in my hand for almost $4,000. And she had never seen me before. But you have to, we have, as Christian people, that the Bible says, we have to walk circumspectly.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says. I ain't say that, that's what God says. You have to walk in a way that you attract others to Christ Jesus. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works. Why is God saying that? I asked God. God said, because every one of you still have some bad works in you. God told me that. He told me that. I asked him, I said, God, why do you say let your good works show? God would not say let your good work show if you didn't have some bad works in you. He said, well, I'm born again believer. I'm fire baptized. I speak in tongues. I'm tongue talk and Holy Ghost filled. You still got some bad works in you. Because that flesh is no good. Your spirit may be good because it's being transformed. It's being transformed. But your flesh is still the same old stinking flesh. I know you don't want to hear that. But is it
true? Right.
Paul
That's
said,
right.
the apostle, in my flesh, my body dwells no good thing. That's what Paul says. He's the apostle that God showed. He met Jesus on his way to Damascus. He had an encounter with God and God, and he said, in his flesh. Well, in my flesh, there's no good thing. That's why I got to put it on the subjection. Why? Not because I want to look good. I want them to see him in me.
That's it.
I want
That's
them to
it.
Say,
That's
I want
it.
Them to say, Pastor, what can I do to be saved? I
That's
want
it.
What you have. I want them to see that. You know, you wouldn't know that I don't have money in my pocket when you see me. You would think I'm rich. Somebody send me a postcard, say, Apostle, you look like a millionaire. And I said, I am a millionaire. My money is not in the man's bank. My money is in God's bank. I am rich. You understand what I'm saying? My money is in God's bank. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, I thank you, daughter. I thank you for that word. What a word. What a word. What a word. Jesus, have mercy. Answered prayer. God answered you before you even opened your mouth. He said, while you were yet thinking, I was answering. Do you know that?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But we let people come and tell us, can you think that God's going to really bless you with that? God's going to really give you that? And God told you while you were yet thinking of it, while you were thinking about the thing that you want him to do for you, according to his will, he was answering. We don't even know the scripture, because the scripture says so. But we let sister come and say, girl, you really think you can get that car?
That's it.
You
That's
think
it.
You can afford it? You think you can afford it?
Mm-hmm.
I had my wife did that stuff to me one time in Virginia. I wanted this F-250 truck, and she told my son, get in the car, because your daddy don't got no credit. I'm telling you, not only strangers do it, family members do it to you, too. She told my son, get in the car. We going home, because I don't know where your daddy looking at that truck. He ain't got no credit. His credit bad. And she was right, my credit was bad on the earth, but my credit was good in heaven. See, I was serving Jesus. I was a few years in the church. And I was on fire for God. I was a few years in the church. And I heard a pastor say, if you can believe it, all things are possible. I said, wow, I'm going to go look at this truck. Ain't got no credit. Credit messed up. Ain't got no money. Ain't got no down payment. Listen to me what God did. I'm just showing you because you just said it in the scripture. You just said it in the sermon. Once you tell the lady about the apartment, she tell you that she saw the apartment. And do you really think you can get it? Do you think you can afford it? That's what they do to you.
That's right.
They'll take away your dreams. They'll block out your dreams. Make you turn your back on your own dreams, not trusting God.
That's right.
I told my son, go ahead with your mother. I said, go ahead with your mother. I went into that showroom and I was sitting this little booth. A little 6x4 booth with the salesman. And when the man, I had all these bad credit cards, was all messed up. I'm still working on fixing stuff. My credit now is almost 700, okay? And my credit was down in the lower 3-something. You hear what I'm telling? 350 or 345 or something. I got messed up. But look at God. When the man put my Social Security number in the computer, the man come back and told me, he says, Mr. Calendar, anything you want on this lot, you can have. I thought it was just right on the showroom, floor. No credit. I drove that truck home, had that truck home with almost 2 months without a down payment. The man told me when I get the money, come and bring the check. God did it.
Thank
the
Lord.
To you understand? I went on what God says. If I believe, all things are possible. If I believe. I can believe. Who do you believe? You believe in the neighbors? You believe in the neighbors? Or you believe in people? We go to the pastor first, but we go to God. We go to the pastor.
So no.
Not that you shouldn't go to your pastor, but you ought to go to God first. Shouldn't go to your bishop. You ought to go to God first, and then I go to the bishop. Go to God first. See what God's thinking about it. God has your best interest in heart. More than your husband, more than your wife, more than your son, more than your daughter, more than your sister or brother. God has your best interest in heart. How you know that? How you know that, Apostle? Who went to the cross for your life? Who went to the cross?
Jesus.
Who went to the cross? Jesus. Not your husband.
Jesus.
Not your wife, not your son, not your daughter, not your mama, not your father. Jesus did. So he has your best interest at heart. And when we get that mindset, guess what? We'll start going to him. But I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But Lord, I thank you. Because you said if I come, if I ask, you would answer. You said if I seek, I shall find. And if I knock, you said you'll open. The doors will be open unto me. So I'm coming now, Lord, because this is what I need right now. This is my desire.
Thank you.
Lord, if I get this, I can do so much more in the kingdom.
Thank you.
I told the Lord just a couple of days ago, I said, Lord, if you cause people to call me, cause people to seek me out, to search me out with work to do. Lord, and I told him, look, I started laying on the bed talking to him. I talked to him in the shower, and I talked to him on my back in the bed. I said, Lord, if you bless me with jobs, I'm going to help the poor. I'm going to help the widows. Lord, you know that's what I do anyway. I said, I'm going to help the widows. I'm going to help the fatherless. I'm going to help the motherless. I just was doing a job. Make on that job. I almost give you all the money. My wife told me, she said, you almost give me all the money. I just did a job for $6,500. I give away almost all the money. Almost all the money. We are taking care of people in three different continents. We're taking care of families. We just send, not boasting, because I'm boasting in Jesus, because Jesus is making a way for his people. We just send money to India to buy medicine just last week. Sometimes some of you all on the line give, and we really appreciate it. But if God give me work, I'm going to depend on nobody. I'm going to do it. And
that's
guess what
right.
God does, God. God give me the work. So I thank you so much, mm-hmm. Father. Don't you listen to folk. Don't you listen to folk. I told Apostle Washington yesterday, I said 45 days from today, from yesterday, God's about to do some supernatural miracles for all of us. All of us.
Amen.
I said, watch and see. 45 days from yesterday, watch and see what happened. I told her, watch it. But I see Minister on there. Minister Butmus is on the Butmus is on the line. And a lot of few people on there. We open the line for anyone who wants to encourage you. Woman of God, Evangelist Campbell, my spiritual daughter, that was a powerful, powerful anointed word. I'm telling you something. There's so much in there for all of us, you know, because the trust, a lot of people, they say Jesus, they say Holy Ghost, they say Father, they say Son, they say everything.
But when they come to
trusting on him and depending on him, it seems like the trust goes out the window. Because if we don't see it like yesterday, we don't trust him.
You know
what I'm saying? Because we got this microwave mindset that God has to do it right away. God has to do it right away. If we don't see it like yesterday, we don't believe God can do it or God is doing it. I'm telling you something. You got to wait. The Bible said wait. I say wait on the Lord. You got to wait on him. God is not doing it on apostle time. He's not doing it on the bishop time or the evangelist time or the deacon time. He's doing it on his time. And guess what? He's on time.
On his time.
He never late. He's an on-time, time God. Never late. Trust him. The line is open. I'm going on mute. Thank you, daughter, for blessing me this morning. The line is open.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, Apostle. God bless you. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. I just want to thank God for this powerful word. I want to thank God for this remembrance word. You know, the word that you said was amazing. It was powerful because, you know, we have to remember that when we go to God and ask for him, for something from him, he will give it. But what God said to me in my spirit, and you said it at the end, and you said faith without works is dead. We cannot ask God for something if we're not having faith. And we need to learn how to activate our faith. Meaning walking by it. And the apostle said it just now too when he said, when we're asking God, he knows of it. Before we can even think of it, he knows of it. So if God already has the answer, if God already finished what he has to finish that concerns each and every one of our lives, whatever it is that we are in need of, not just when we want something personal, but even when we want to say thank you to God, just ask God, just go to him, just state it and walk by faith. I love that because that's how I live my life. I walk by faith. I don't go and I don't ask this one. I don't ask that one. I go directly to God. I go to God and I keep my faith in God and I keep my trust in God and I ask God to give me the answers. When we walk by faith and when we pray and we ask God, he will answer. We have to open our spirits. We have to open our hearts and mind to receive his answer. And the big thing too, as we're receiving answers prayer, because God gives answers, many times we don't receive the answer because the answer is not what we want. Many times when we go to God, we ask God for something and we're hoping he's going to give us the answer that we want. To go and ask God and keep ourselves open for him to give us the answer, the best answer that he has for us. And when he gives it, it will always be what we need. Because the Bible, the word says he supplies our needs. And anytime I go to God, I always ask. And I say, God, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you know that I'm praying for in my heart's desire, whatever I'm asking you to do at this moment, that it will bring glory to you. Show me how to activate. Show me how to hold on and continue to trust you, continue to wait, continue to hold, continue to speak, continue to see by faith. Have strong faith. So I thank God for this blessed word. I thank God for this powerful word. God has done so much for me. He has answered so much of my prayer, even the ones that I haven't prayed for. Sometimes when God answers, it comes with a double blessing. You're thinking he's just going to answer for what you're asking, but he said there's a part B to that. There's a C, there's a D, and there's an E, and it all falls in line. So I thank God for this word. I thank God for your life, and I ask God to just continue to provide and show us the way he wants us to move. You know, and another thing, Apostle said, you know, where we go, we ask everybody their opinions. We go, we pray to God, and then we go and ask everybody their opinions. I remember this sister of mine, one of the old church, you know, she's praying and asking God to you know, help her find a husband. Help me find a husband, God. Help me find a husband. And I remember one time she went to one of this prophetess that she goes to, and she brought two guys, which none of them were good because one was a married man and the other one was this. And I'm like, you cannot do that. And she brought them to him and to her, and she said, you know, who should I choose? What is God saying to you? And the prophetess said to her, oh, try this one. And I looked at her. I said, you can't do, you know, you can't go by what other people say. Try this one. Go to God and ask God what it is that you're supposed to do. And if the person is a married man, you know that it's against God's will. So we have to know when we're going to ask God for things. Know that the question that you're asking is not malicious. It's not something that is against him to start with. Go genuinely with the heart and trust that God will lead us to the right answer. So I thank God again for this powerful word. I thank God for your life, and I ask that God continue to bless you and continue to encourage you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Minister. I'm Daryl. God bless you. Thank you for, you always have a powerful word. Thank you so very much. God bless you. The line is open.
Apostle Washington, Bishop Washington, and Prophetess Millie dropped off. So you can go ahead and pray and close out, daughter. I got a few things to do here. So you can go ahead and pray and close out. Thank you so
much. Okay, God bless you. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Minister Andera. God bless you.
God bless you, daughter.
Yes, we thank God for you. Minister Andera, we thank God for your family today, your husband and your daughter. We just thank God for you all in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that God is a keeper, and he will keep his arms around you, will sustain you in all areas of your life. We just thank the Lord for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray God would just continue to bless us and keep us.
Yes,
David
Lord.
Said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil.
My God.
For thou wilt keep thy rod and staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord. We say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord,
thank
as you,
Lord.
We part in this line and not your presence, God, we thank you for your salvation. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
we thank you that we are overcomers by the word of Jesus Christ,
yes,
and the blood
are.
Of the Lamb. Lord, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will look to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We just want to say thank you, that you will continue to lead us and guide us
and
direct
Lord.
Our
thank
going
you.
In and our coming out, God. Lord, we say thank you right now. Have mercy upon us. Touch our hearts, Lord. You said, God, that you will remove the heart of stone and give us the heart of flesh.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you right now that you touch our minds, God. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the
clean
right
heart,
spirit
Lord.
In me. Lord, we say thank you for the clean heart today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me a clean heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that's not like you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we say thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank anything, God, within us that will drive people away from us, God. Drive people away
from
you,
us, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, I say thank you right now, God. Let people see you in us. Let your light so shine that men may see you in us, God. In the mighty
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God, as we lift up the standard and raise the standards, God, in the name of Jesus, that the light will draw men to you, God. They will come saying,
Jesus,
I want to be saved. I want that what you have. And what we have will be Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will allow us to look inside ourselves and examine our own selves, God, in the name of Jesus. God, anything that's not like you, God, forgive us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us for pushing anybody away, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. Oh, God, I thank you. Have mercy upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch us right now, God. Every line that's open in your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. God, thank you for God's resurrection power, church in Christ. Thank you for Apostle Calendar, God. Continue to give him strength as he go out to do the work for your kingdom, God, to bless, to be blessed, to bless, to be blessed. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus as he pay it forward, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue
you,
to pour out in the name of Jesus over his life,
yes, Lord,
in his
yes,
life,
Lord.
God, in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord,
we
yes.
say thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. His household shall never lack anything, God. We say thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. His family, God, in the name of Jesus, shall lack nothing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God who pours out his life for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who made the ultimate sacrifice, who gave his life for us, God, that we might have the right to tree of life, that we might be saved, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, God. Bless those who are on this side who are listening, God. Bless men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. Bless the bereaved families today, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless them, God. We thank you, Lord, in these nursing homes and hospitals, God. We thank you for your spirit, God. We thank you for your covering, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep our children safe,
Jesus.
God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Keep them safe, Father. In the name of
Jesus.
Lord, we love you. We magnify you.
Yes, Lord.
We magnify you, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh God, be acceptable in your sight, God. Our strength and our Redeemer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you. In the name of the Father,
you,
in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name,
yes,
amen,
Lord.
And thank God.
Amen. Thank you so much again, daughter. We thank God for you. You go in peace, and let the peace of God continue to rest upon you. And I pray that God will continue to make room for your gifts. Hallelujah. God will make room for your gifts. Not your gifts make room for you, but I pray that God will make room for your gifts. You hear what
thank
I say?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. I tell you that,
yes,
that you will be a light in every dark place that come, that you enter in, you will be the light. I pray that God
thank
will make
Jesus.
You the light in every dark
yes,
place
Lord.
That you go in, that you will speak thank life. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
That situations... dead situation will come alive when you enter
hallelujah.
in. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That is
hallelujah.
My prayer
yes, Lord.
That's my prayer for you. When you enter in
Jesus.
That place,
hallelujah.
Situations will come alive. Situations will
thank
come
you,
alive
Jesus.
Because of
thank
who you
Jesus.
Are and whose you are. Glory to God.
Thank
that's
you.
My prayer for you today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. I love you all with the love of Christ. And have a blessed day, and wherever you go, be safe. Know that God is your keeper, okay? Know that he is your
amen.
Keeper.
Amen. God bless
in Jesus'
you.
Holy name. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you guys. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. We love you, but Christ love you more. God bless.
Amen. And God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.